Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have things you need to borrow. That you won't let show. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Anybody, when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, I'll help you. Somebody to lean on. If there is a load that you have to bear, that you can't carry, I'm right up the road, I'll share your load. If you just call me, lean on me when you're not strong, I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Just call me, call me, call me, call me.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to all who are in the sanctuary. I'm John Martin, your congregation president this year. I'm currently sitting in the entryway of Desert Hills Lutheran Church to share with you today a vision, an exciting vision for Desert Hills in the coming year. This past week, you should have received a letter, either in hard copy or via email, that introduces the theme of our 2024 annual generosity appeal. That theme is flourishing. Now, if you didn't receive that letter, please contact the church office for one. And I urge you to read it thoughtfully and prayerfully as we seek God's blessing on our efforts. First, let me take a minute to thank each and every one of you for your commitment to our mission and ministries. Together, we have flourished over the past 3 years, despite a global pandemic, and have kept the light of Christ shining brightly in our community. We give you sincere and heartfelt thanks as you invest your time, your gifts, your passion, and your resources to make Desert Hills a fantastic place to worship, fellowship, and serve. Your continued generosity is just one way that we know that God has blessed us individually and as a committed community of faith. Our church, you know, has a wonderful history of flourishing through generosity, service, and mission. Your church council and church senior leadership are committed to having us flourish even more and more each year. As we plan for 2024, beyond the regular activities and ministries we do as the body of Christ, we believe that God has called us to flourish in the church and in our local community. Starting today and for the next 2 weeks, I will share with you our free goals that are the cornerstone of our Flourish Generosity Appeal for 2024. Let's look at our first goal, flourishing in relationships. Our model for this goal is Jesus himself. You know that Jesus gathered his followers in small groups to learn and to live his message. In our church, we want to build on our small group ministry to help each other grow in faith. We flourish when we feel part of and connected to a group that gets to know and understand us. And the more we flourish as individuals, the more our community of faith flourishes as well. How will we do this? We will expand our sermon-based study groups. We're going to revitalize our tables of 6 and 8 groups and offer small group Bible studies. We'll also be open to any and all ideas for creating small groups beyond these. Now, part of our increase in our spending plan for 2024 will support these initiatives by providing study materials, training materials, and leadership training. The other element in our goal of flourishing in relationships is again modeled after Jesus. Jesus also shared meals with his friends and followers. This year, we want to more fully utilize our kitchen facility to expand our food and meals ministry. We plan to share more meals and fellowship in the coming year, more time to gather around the table to feed body and soul, more time to connect with one another, and more time to share our faith and our faith journeys. We will explore coupling meals with movies or perhaps presentations on some faith-related topic. We may even have a good old-fashioned sing-along of beloved songs and hymns. We will look to you for ideas as well. These opportunities are only limited by our imagination. My time today is just a very general overview of our focus on flourishing for 2024. Now, later this month, you will receive by mail more information on the Flourish Generosity Appeal. In the meantime, I look forward to next week when I get to share our second goal with you, flourishing in service. And may the peace, grace, and love of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with each of us today and for all our days. Blessings to all. Thank you.
As part of this appeal this year, there's going to be out on the tables just a little brochure kind of explaining a little bit more about what does it mean to flourish in a relationship and what are we looking at. If you'd like to pick one of those up, please do so. It just provides you more information about what John talked about here on that video. I invite you now to join me as we pray together as we begin this worship time. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, do allow us to flourish in our lives wherever we are, whatever stage of life we find ourselves. This day as we gather here in safety, we lift up to you, O God, the Holy Land, as it is being devastated by violence, as many are fearing for their lives. We just pray for your peace to be known there. We pray this day, O God, for peace to enter into our lives, that we may experience your grace and love this day. May we know that we are welcome, whether here in sanctuary or online. And may we lift our voices in praise and thanks for all that you have and continue to do in our lives. We pray this all in your Son's name. Amen. We continue with our opening song.
I believe he died for me, so I believe I'll live for him. I may not do it right, but I'm gonna try. Wherever he will take me is better than where I've been. I believe he died for me, so I believe I'll live for him. Softly he came to me, softly he said to me, it's all right, it'll be all right. Slowly I learned from him, slowly just like a friend he let me take my time. After what I used to be, to think he still has plans for me, for me. I believe he died for me, so I believe I'll live for him. I may not do it right, but I'm gonna try. Wherever he will take me is better than where I've been. I believe he died for me, so I believe I'll live for him. So I believe I'll live for him. I may not do it right, but I'm gonna try. Wherever he will take me is better than where I've been. I believe he died for me, so I believe I'll live for him. Wherever he will take me is better than where I've been. I believe he died for me, so I believe I'll live for him.
And calls us to flourish in his kingdom. Come, let us worship the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Come, celebrate the goodness of God and the blessings of his kingdom. Amen.
Well, the blue is still in the water, and the blue is still in the sky, and way beyond the blue there's someone watching from on high. My clothes may be ragged and my shoes may be worn, but I've been a wealthy boy since I've been born. 'Cause I call him when I'm troubled, and I call him when I'm weak, and he always pulls me through my troubles some way, and I believe he'll be there. He'll be there like he always is to answer when I call him. My mother used to tell me I should take it slow. The pace is not what matters, it's the direction that you go. Keep your feet upon the path and your eyes upon the goal. You'll have all the joy a heart could ever hold. 'Cause I call him when I'm troubled, and I call him when I'm weak, and he always pulls me through my troubles some way, and I believe he'll be there. He'll be there like he always is to answer when I call him.
troubled, and I call him when I'm weak, and he always pulls me through my trouble in some way, and I believe he'll be there. He'll be there like he always is to answer when I call him. Like he always is to answer when I call him.
Today's scripture readings are from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, beginning with verse 11. Paul proclaims, "Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When you're standing alone with the mountains and the sea, with the arms of the world open wide, where the truth is as plain as the falling rain, and as sure as the time and the tide, you know we're all his children, his next of kin. That's the way it began. No matter where you're going or where you've been, you're part of the family of men. When you walk down the road and the sun is on your side, with a sweet river breeze for your face, though you don't hear a sound as you look around, everything sort of falls into place. You know we're all his children, his next of kin. That's the way it began. No matter where you're going or where you're part of the family of men. You know we're all his children, his next of kin. That's the way it began. No matter where you're going or where you've been, you're part of the family of men.
Paul's letter continues with verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, here in sanctuary and online, we are being built together into the house of God, where God's Spirit chooses to dwell. Amen. Beginning last week, we are looking at flourishing. What does it take to flourish in one's life? Last week, we looked at the call of flourishing begins by discovering God's gifts of grace and God's gift of love that allows us to be in a right relationship with God, not based upon what we've done, but based upon God's promises and God's love for us and creation. That when we are in a right relationship with life itself, our lives begin to flourish. That's how we began last week. And now this week, we move into this idea of relationships. You may notice a theme today about relationships. Whether it was the video a few moments ago, the opening song, Lean on Me, the next few songs about our friends. We know that we not only have a friend in Jesus, we have a friends among each other. That scripture tells us that what Jesus did for us on the cross is more than simply reconcile us to God, if that wasn't enough. But Jesus' death and resurrection also reconciles us to each other and all of creation. That God doesn't want us just simply to be connected back to God. God wants us and desires for us to be connected to one another. We were created to be connected. From the very beginning of creation, God wanted us to be connected to one another. And we see that what sin does is breaks those connections. That's the result of sin. And in Jesus, God is remending those relationships, reestablishing those connections. No longer are the barriers and boundaries there. You now have access to one another in relationships. Relationships are critical in Scripture. It is fundamental to what our calling is as people of faith. Love one another as you love yourself. This idea of relationships. And not only does Scripture tell us that, but science itself will tell us how important relationships are. There has been a 75-year study of a group of men from Harvard and a group of men from the inner cities of Boston. For 75 years, they have been following these individuals, asking them questions about their lives, and what they have determined to be the number one factor in the success and health of those individuals, whether they're from Harvard or from the inner cities of Boston, is relationships. Those that had relationships in their lives that they could trust, their lives flourished. They felt healthier. They were happier with their life. Relationships are fundamental to our well-being. That's why the pandemic was such a destructive time. Because relationships were hard to maintain. we all felt isolated and alone, and it caused all sorts of emotional and mental stress upon us, because we, sisters and brothers in Christ, are not created to be alone. We're created to be in community. That's why Jesus calls us into community. That's why Jesus brought the disciples in community, because community is fundamental to what it means to be a human being, to be a child of God. We are all part of the family of God. The need for healthy relationships. And we know that relationships are at times hard to maintain. They take a lot of work. They are something that needs to be nourished and tended and cared for. And we find when we do that, that that's where our healthy life comes. It's not by so much of what the world tells us where we will find success. It is in those relationships of life with neighbor, with family, with friends, that we actually find success and health. Several years ago, Krista, my wife, and I were teaching a class about family. And one of the questions it asked was, who do you have refrigerator rights with? Think about that. Whose refrigerator could you walk into this evening and open up and grab that leftover chicken that's just sitting there? Do you have many? Who are those people? Those are critical people in your life. And the argument went, and I think it's true, that we should all have those individuals in our lives. Those individuals that we're so close to, we could walk in and eat that extra piece of pie and not be noticed. Right? Don't come to my house, but who is that in your life? Do you have someone that you can walk into their house and you're so connected? I hope you do. I hope you have people in your life that you can do that, because those relationships will bring you health. Those relationships will help you flourish. And if you don't, I invite you to begin to work on the relationships you have. What will it take for those relationships to be nourished and cared for? Relationships just don't happen. They really need space and time and commitment. That's why part of our generosity appeal this next year is about relationships. Because, sisters and brothers in Christ, there are a lot of lonely people in Green Valley. You've probably all experienced it. You've seen it. Maybe you're one of those people who feel alone. Go to the store and watch those that you know are experiencing loneliness. No one to help them carry their groceries into their car. Loneliness is something that we here at Desert Hills and with our sisters and brothers in other congregations and other faith communities can help address. Because one of the greatest strengths the church has is you, is us. We are the one place where we come together, not around a particular interest or a particular understanding of life, politically or whatever. We come together because we believe we have been called by Jesus Christ. We believe our sins are forgiven. We believe that life is more than what we see. It is, in fact, living an abundant life in Christ. We have that gift. And sisters and brothers in Christ, the world is in desperate need of that gift. The gift of community. The gift of putting up with one another. Right? Because that's what it takes. That's what it takes. A willingness to look beyond the fault or failure or disagreement of the other and see in them Christ. To see in them Jesus. So when we say, when we sing a song about friends, we know that's not just my neighbor or my best friend, that somehow that friend is Jesus to me. That's what Jesus promises us, that we are to be Christ to one another. We are to see Christ in one another. Because when you reach out to me, you are reaching out as if you were Jesus to me. What a gift. What a need. What an opportunity for us to flourish, to meet head on the loneliness the world has brought, a sense of isolation, and say, in Christ, we are a family together. One body, one Lord, one Spirit, one Creator of all. The world needs to hear that message. We need to hear that message. I need to hear that message. May we flourish in our relationships. May we have in our lives refrigerator rights to go in and grab that pie and enjoy it, knowing that they may come and get my chicken tomorrow. So, if you're interested in learning more about this, I invite you to join me as we explore this along with some other people about flourishing in the third of life. We're doing that on Friday, starting this Friday. But I invite you to think about this week, this question. What are some ways that you can nourish and enhance your most important relationships? Sisters and brothers, don't take it for granted. See how important it is, because that relationship will help you flourish. Nurture it. Enhance it. Care for it. Because it is the most important thing for your well-being. For you to flourish wherever stage of life you're in. And you can be a gift to that person who needs someone in their life that they know cares for them. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we are the family of God. Amen.
I'm in trouble, and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, summer or fall, and all you gotta do is call, and I'll be there. You've got a friend. If the sky above you grows dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind begins to blow, and call my name aloud, and soon you'll hear me knocking at your door. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, yeah, to see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, and all you gotta do is call, and I'll be there, yes I will. Now ain't it good to know that you've got a friend, when people can be so cold, they'll hurt you, yes, and desert you, and take your soul if you let them. Oh, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, running, yeah, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, got a friend, oh yeah, you've got a friend.
Together, let us affirm our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We will now have the gathering of our offerings.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Just like the trees along the river bend, lift up their branches to the sun above. We spend a lifetime reaching for a friend, 'cause everybody needs someone to love. Everybody's knocking at some door, and long before I ever found you, you're the one that I was reaching for. I've heard your footsteps running just beyond my mind, and ever since that moment I've been reaching for your hand, hoping you'll be reaching out for mine. And everybody's reaching out for someone, and everybody's knocking at some door, and long before I ever found you, You're the one that I was reaching for. Everybody's reaching out for someone. Everybody's knocking at some door. And long before I ever found you, you're the one that I was reaching for. You're the one that I was reaching for.
The psalmist proclaims in Psalm 92, "The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in an old age. They will still stay fresh and green, proclaiming, 'The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him.'" Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, our gifts of time, and the ability to proclaim your good news to a world that is in need of your word of hope. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for all those who have recently died, including Park Thorson and Shirley Larson. O Lord, receive them into the arms of your eternal love. We pray that you would be with their family and friends who grieve. May they always know the resurrection and the peace that passes all human understanding. Lord, in your mercy. New to our prayer list is Lynn Bykirk. And leaving the prayer list with thanksgiving for healing are Diane Sullerud, George Reek, and Mike Chuliak. We pray for all who continue to be on our prayer list, and for those we know who are in special need of our care, of your care and compassion. We now silently pray to bring our own cares and concerns before you. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, thank you for the fact that through Jesus Christ, you have made us righteous. Apart from your grace, we would be lost. But because of what you have given us through Christ, we can now experience a right relationship with you and with others. Lord, in your mercy. God of healing, we pray for reconciliation and healing in broken relationships. Soften hardened hearts and mend broken bonds. Give us the strength to seek forgiveness and the strength to extend grace to those who have hurt us. Help us to cultivate love, understanding, and compassion in all our interactions. Lord, we commit all our relationships into your loving hands. Guide us in loving one another as you have loved us. May our relationships be a reflection of your love and grace. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we urgently pray for peace for all those in the Holy Land. We pray for all the families and individuals suffering from these days of violence, and for the immediate release of all those held hostage. Bless and protect those who are providing aid to the injured and working for peace in this troubled land. We seek your protection for all the ministry partners, especially the Bishop of Jordan and the Holy Land, as well as our missionaries and relief workers. Lord, in your mercy, compassionate God, watch over all those who are struggling this day with the pain of grief and illness. Bless caregivers and families as they walk with and support those in pain. Guide those who struggle with relationships, those who feel alone or abandoned, and provide for them communities of support and places of welcome. Lord, in your mercy, accept these prayers, gracious God, and those known only to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We hear the promise of God this day that in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, "Take and drink, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people. For the forgiveness of sin, do this in the remembrance of me." We pray together the prayer which our Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. For those that are online, take and eat. This is the body of Christ broken for you. Take and drink. This is the blood of Christ shed for you this day and always. As we come together as God's community of faith, we come in this place joined with our brothers and sisters around the world and throughout the country to come and celebrate this gift which God has given to us. Know that in the sanctuary you've been, the dark color is the wine, the light color is the grape juice. There's gluten-free wafers if you so desire. Come as the ushers direct you.
Wine. Christ is with us. He is with us. Break the bread. Drink the wine. Christ is with us here. Hear his grace. Hear his peace. Christ is with us. He is with us. Know his grace. Find his peace. Feast on Jesus here. In this bread, there is healing. In this cup, there's life forever. In this moment, by the Spirit, Christ is with us here. Christ is with us, he is with us. We'll proclaim till he comes, Jesus crucified. bread. There is healing in this cup. There's life forever. In this moment, by the Spirit, Christ is with us here.
Hear the blessing this night. May we who are rooted in Christ's love, grounded in faith, and called to be a blessing, continue to flourish in God's kingdom. We do this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand as we sing our closing song.
Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Oh, lead me to that rock. Yes, Lord, lead me to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me. Well, if you go down in yonder fold and search among the sheep, my brother, thou hast been a shelter for me. Well, you'll find him there, so I am told, with those he loves to keep, my brother, thou hast been a shelter for me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Oh, lead me to that rock. Yes, Lord, lead me to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me. If you go into the wilderness where dying ones are lost, my brother, thou hast been a shelter for me. Well, you find him there to heal and bless no matter what the cost, my brother, thou hast been a shelter for me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Oh, lead me to that rock. Yes, Lord, lead me to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Oh, lead me to that rock. Yes, Lord, lead me to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Live each moment in the promises of God and the power of God's love.
We will flourish.
Amen.
Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Oh, lead me to that rock. Yes, Lord, lead me to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me. Higher than I, oh, lead me to that rock. Yes, Lord, lead me to that rock.